You know, Hillendale, if you grew up in Durham like I did, Hillendale is a very special course. It's the first golf course I ever saw, the first one I ever played on, first pro shop I was ever in. And I think that's true for a lot of Durham natives.
It is. You know, the golf course started as originally Durham Country Club back in 1912, and actually played its first round of golf on the golf course on April 8, 1912. So it's been around, you know, in our community for over 100 years. And there's a lot of folks just like you that can make the very same statement.
And right now, it is municipally owned.
It is. The city of Durham took over the golf course back in toward the latter part of 2011. It was a great opportunity for the city to, you know, bring on a recreational property for the community, and it's and all of our Durham citizens. And it's just been a great experience for everybody.
Now, the exciting news is, I mean, it's not a done deal yet. The city council still has to act on it, but you're looking at $1 million worth of renovations.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, the golf course was actually reconstructed, and the majority of it is on the same piece of property as 1912, but there was a little bit of a real estate project done back in 1960, 1961, so the golf course was redesigned. And that work was done by George Cobb, who's a very famous golf course architect. And, you know, through the years, there's been no upgrades to the facility at all. However, what has happened is through all the programs that we offer at Hillendale Golf Course, to include a lot of junior programs, the need for a wider space, a bigger space for the kids is very prevalent. We are actually starting to turn children away, and that's something that we just don't want to do. So the golf course has been a great vehicle for children to learn core values and, you know, some emotional controlling skills. That is a great opportunity for kids, and it's a wonderful space for kids to be around with. So we're very proud to be able to have an opportunity to grow and expand for these kids to be able to have a much brighter future through the golf course.
Carl, once this happens, what will we notice right away?
Big equipment. We're going to have some equipment, a lot of dirt moving going on. That'll take about 30 days to do that if the weather, you know, will help us out. Also, you know, we're going to have a grow-in period as well. There's going to be laying of sod. The driving range tee is going to be a lot wider, so it's going to allow for some space. Swing Pals is going to be putting in a classroom on the property, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to have that situated so the kids can walk right out of that classroom and step on a very dedicated tee box for those kids alone. All those kids are at risk, marginalized, and golf has been a great opportunity for them to get with adult mentors and really realize that, you know what, I'm better than what I am right now.
I know you've got really two different programs, one called the Hearts Club and one called Swing Pals.
Yes. So the Hearts program is our own 501c3 that was started back in 2008. I've been at the facility now. I'm starting my 19th year. And I met a little boy from Sao Paulo, Brazil, who was 8 years old at the time, was going back to Duke Children's Hospital for his second bout of leukemia. And we just started a program. His father started bringing golfers out, and we wanted to be a good community citizen, and we didn't charge any of these parents or any of these kids anything to play golf. We wanted them to come down and utilize the facility so they can get some fresh air. Children that have leukemia and blood and marrow diseases can't go to the mall. They can't go to and do all the things that normal kids do, and so they have to be out in the open space, and golf is the perfect avenue for that. So our program started because of an eight-year-old boy from Sao Paulo, Brazil, and our program has grown now to the point where we have a fundraising event every year. We raise $35,000 to $40,000 annually, and this goes to a lot of things from laptops for the kids so they can continue their schoolwork. We've actually helped bury three children. We provide travel expenses to and from the doctor. We paid rent. We paid house payments. We fixed cars. We've made car payments, paid insurance payments. So we do all the things that help the family stay in a good fight for their child without having to worry about the day-to-day stuff that we typically have to worry about.
Such a wonderful programs. Carl, while this renovation goes on, are you going to have to close the course for any period of time?
Well, just the driving range. The golf course is going to remain open, but the driving range will have to stay closed for all the construction. You know, we're going to have a 20,000 square foot putting course put in that's going to allow the kids to be able to have their area for their programs without interruption from either daily play or other programs that might be going on at the same time. Across the street, we're going to have a short game area that will have two putting greens over there as well. So if we have the first tee program and swing pals all at the same time, they can each have their own green to work on. The kids' programs, they can then start to expand because we'll have the space. So we're very excited about that.
Well, I was driving by the other day. I saw your sign out there. You got the Durham Amateur coming up pretty soon here.
Yes, we do. We sure do. And those are some of Durham's finest players will play in the event.
And that's a rich history of tournaments at Hillendale as well. I know at one point you used to have the old Harold Sun Golf Tournament there.
We sure did. It was there for over 75 years. It was a big popular event for a lot of the golfers in Durham, and it's been a great opportunity for me to even been involved with it. But like most things, you know, time, you know, took over and things changed in the Durham community, and it was hard to have a week-long event.
Well, Carl, thank you so much for joining us, sharing this exciting news about the renovations to come at Hillendale. Thanks a bunch.
Oh, thank you so much for having me this morning.